Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and I can't remember the last time I was this emotional over a robot. Except maybe the Iron Giant. God damn it, Danganronpa. And with me, I have...
You know, award shows are like the Cleveland Browns. Even when they win, they also lose, because they can't ever get it right. Jeff!
And...
Y'all spend $300 million on Furry Idris Elba.
I don't understand what producers are fronting the money for anything in Hollywood anymore.
You'd be surprised at what ideas were bubbling long ago. Like, imagine Julia Roberts playing Harriet Tubman. What the hell, 1994?
Oh my god, that sounds... Well, it's a good thing that Hollywood doesn't have any problems with racial tensions anymore. Isn't that right, Green Room? The joke is Green Room is bad.
Yeah.
It's like, god, you're was that like the Scarlett Johansson of the 90s?
Not necessarily. Mostly because the mid-90s were the big boom period for rom-coms and all that kind of stuff, but that's not what we're here to talk about now, is it?
No, it's not. As you can tell, we don't have... We're going to be with the news and the new songs and stuff next week. Believe me, there's been plenty building this week. But for now, we have to talk about, as we said, award season, because nominations are coming out all over the place. First off, we had the Game Awards, which absolutely everyone was satisfied with. Really. And then, of course, there's our bread and butter, as the day we're recording this, this morning came out the nominations for the 62nd Annual Grammy Awards, which will broadcast January 26th on CBS. A channel that apparently still exists for some reason.
It exists because old people keep watching their shows.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I look at the demos every day. It's only old people.
Old people. God. Yeah. It be like that sometimes. But we got a bunch of awards and nominations that we got to go through, and I'm not even sure where to start. I guess might as well save the bigger stuff for closer to the end. So let's start off with the stuff in the pop field. So, of course, your pop categories include stuff like, say, Best Pop Solo Performance. Your nominees are Spirit by Beyoncé, Bad Guy by Industry Plant, Seven Rings by Ariana Large, I Just Took a DNA Test, Turns Out by Lizzo, and Very Bad Song by Taylor Swift.
Oh dear. Okay. Yeah, this might be a recurring theme with these fields. They're about what you'd expect and also kind of lacking.
I mean, obviously I get Bad Guy and Truth Hurts because, you know, those were the meme songs of 2019. Well, I mean, apart from the actually other meme song. I mean, nothing against Lizzo, but, you know.
Yeah. I'd go with Lizzo. I'd go with Billie Eilish. I'm not going to go Ariana Grande because of the three big singles that came off that album, Seven Rings, Thank You Next, and Break Up With Your Girlfriend Because I'm Bored. Seven Rings is by far the worst single of those three. So, either Billie Eilish or Lizzo. That's what I'm putting my hat in for, or whatever the saying is, because I'm very tired and I can't think. It's been a long day.
Pretty much anything that isn't Taylor Swift.
Yeah, pretty much. And what I was going to say, why not pick Beyonce? Yeah, I will say, because I don't care. Well, usually people care for Beyonce, except this is from the Lion King album, and no one cares about that thing, unless you actually saw the movie, or... Shit, I don't know, like...
Which I certainly did not.
I think this might have a shot, but I'm gonna say Billie Eilish for the long run.
Yeah, that's the one that I think is probably gonna take it more than anything else. Again, Industry Plant. Now, moving on to the next category, Best Pop Duo/Group Performance. Your nominees are Boyfriend by Ariana Grande and Social House, Sucker by Why Are You Even Here in 2019? Old Town Road by Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. That one song from Into the Spider-Verse, you know the one. And Senorita by Why Are You a Thing and Why Are You a Thing as Well.
I'm gonna say, let's go with the young black guy with the older white guy.
Yeah, seconded. I would comment about Ariana Grande and Social House's song, but I haven't heard it. I know, shame on me. Sucker is terrible. Senorita is also terrible, especially with that cringy fucking MTV VMAs performance. And Sunflower is not as good as everyone says it is. I'm sorry, but...
Like, guys, here's my thing. Sunflower is only really good as, like, a narrative and character device in the movie, but as a song on its own... No.
Yeah, that's the problem with these soundtrack songs. You gotta know how to make it work in context and out. And this doesn't. So, all hail the meme lord. Let him continue his reign of dominance in the year of 2020.
Indeed. Now moving on to Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album. Your nominees are C by Andrea Bocelli, Love by Michael Bublé, Look Now by Elvis Costello and the Imposters, A Legendary Christmas by John Legend. He's already getting into the dad joke phase of his career. And Walls by Barbra Streisand. I don't really give a shit. Do you give a shit? I don't give a shit.
No, let's move on.
Yeah, we're not the mid-40s PBS crowd, so...
Yeah.
I guess give it to Michael Bublé or Elvis Costello. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, we're actually going to be cool when we're 40. Anyway, Best Pop Vocal Album, last of the pop category. So you have The Lion King, The Gift from Beyonce. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go by Billie Eilish. Thank You Next from Ariana Grande. Number 6, Collaborations Project by Ed Sheeran. And, oh boy, Taylor Swift, Why?
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's see. No one Taylor Swift, no one Ed Sheeran. I ain't listen to Thank You Next, so. And I ain't listen to The Lion King, which is basically Beyonce's Black Panther soundtrack, except not as we don't care about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna go with Billie Eilish.
Let me just say the fact that Ed Sheeran's album made it on here is a testament of how freaking garbage the pop scene has been, aside from, in my humble opinion at least, two of the best pop albums of the year from Billie Eilish and Ariana Grande. They're both excellent albums, give or take a couple of unfortunate strikeouts. Seven Rings. Oof. But yeah, I'm going to side for either of those. If either of those win, I'll be happy. If Taylor Swift wins, fuck everything. Because that album is bloated, it's long, it's... Oh. Who asked for 15 tracks of Taylor Swift in 2019? Come on.
And I have not heard any of these albums. What, I have other things to get to.
This is why I have to be the pop guy around here. Because you won't be.
Look, I only listen to it if I'm absolutely required to, and unfortunately after this I might actually have to do my Grammys catch-up listening. Anyway, then there's stuff under the category of dance/electronic music. Man, so much of this I just do not know. I'm scared, but then again it's only really two categories. So, for best dance recording there's Linked by Bonobo, Gotta Keep On by the Chemical Brothers, Piece of Your Heart by Medusa featuring Good Boys and a whole bunch of other people, Underwater by Rufus Du Sol, and Midnight Hour by Skrillex and Boys Noize featuring Ty $ IGN.
So, I'll be honest, I'm listening to mostly one of them, and that's the Chemical Brothers since I listened to the album, so I'm gonna go with Chemical Brothers.
Alright then. And then that just leaves... Yeah. And then it just leaves Best Dance/Electronic Album, which you have LP5 by Apparent, Of course, Chemical Brothers No Geography. Flume's Hi, This Is Flume Up Mixtape. Solace by Rufus Du Sol. And Weather by Tycho.
This is a repeat. Oh, because I remember 3 years ago, we covered this the first time. Tycho and Flume were nominated in the same category. And Flume won. Although, I listened to this album, I'm not really that mad. I like Flume, and I like Tycho as well. And I also like Chemical Brothers as well. So, between those three, I need to listen to Tycho record. Have y'all listened to, have any of you listened to that record? Because I don't think we did.
I did not know this album actually came out.
We sort of forgot. I think we did cover one of the singles, like, prior to it, or at least two of them.
I'm pretty sure I know that much.
Yeah, if I had to say, if Flume goes for the second time, I will be mad, because this mixtape, I think a lot more different than this last album, Skin. This is more, I think, more back to less mainstream, because, like, he does have people that like Slow Tie and JPEG Mafia on there, so I say if it was Flint, would be mad. I think it would be him. If it's Chemical Brothers, then I'd be glad too if it was them.
All right, then now time for me and Alex to unleash the salt.
Yeah,
we're the two of us are gonna be fucking Reagan Arataka up in this bitch, splashing the salt everywhere.
I'm thinking more Dale Gribble with my pocket sand to throw in the eyes of the committee who decided that these were valid nominations.
Okay, you can go that direction. I prefer Arataka because the salt comes with a punch. Anyway, so here is the nominees for Best Rock Performance. Pretty Waste by Bones UK. This Land by Gary Clark Jr. History Repeats by Brittany Howard. Woman by Karen O and Danger Mouse, and Too Bad by Rival Sons.
I know one of them nominations.
Oh, God. I'm kind of drawing a blank with most of these.
Jesus Christ. You may as well call this the friggin' best alternative rock performance. Ugh. Also, Gary Carr Jr., he's sort of bouncing around all over the place in these nominations list.
And then here's our next category here, and I have to echo our friend Ryan Panny. This is one of the most random collections of nominees for this category in a while. Best Metal Performance. The nominees are Asterolus, The Great Octopus by Candlemass featuring Tony Iommi of Black Sabbath, Humanicide by Death Angel, Bow Down by I Prevail, Unleashed by Killswitch Engage, and Tempest by Tool.
Okay, yeah. First off, where's Periphery? Where's Dream Theater? Where's Devin Townsend?
Where is Slipknot?
Yeah! Where the fuck is Slipknot?
Like, the fact that you just glanced over fucking Solway Firth is inexcusable.
Oh, but no, we gotta have I Prevail in here for some reason, but, there are really only two positive picks that I can say are the best options here. Death Angel, because Death Angel was awesome, and Tool, because if we look at the rock scene in 2019, it's bad. It's really bad. And Fear Inoculum, it stood out by just being a Tool album. Why not give it to the 15-minute song from Tool's first album in 13 years?
The best song off the record, mind you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just... who's even choosing these and how? Literally, this collection feels like throwing darts. Just, I don't understand you, committee people. And now, let's go to the category of Best Rock Song. Your nominees are Fear Inoculum by Tool. Wait, I'm sorry. How? Hang on. How can you be nominated in metal and rock?
I I don't know. Maybe it's because Fear Inoculum got more airtime on Sirius XM Octane and Tempest was on Liquid Metal.
That just seems like splitting hairs. But whatever. Anyway, your other nominees are Give Yourself a Try by the 1975, Harmony Hall by Vampire Weekend, History Repeats by Brittany Howard, and This Land by Gary Clark Jr. Again, I'm rooting for Tool, basically on principle.
Yeah, same. Gary Clark Jr., you have other nominations. You don't need this one. You can go and win the other, you know, three or four other categories you're nominated in. But for this one, yeah, Tool. Because why the hell not?
Yep. Now to move on to the last of the rock categories with Best Rock Album. Alex, you want to take care of this one?
Yeah. I'll tell you all why this category friggin' sucks. Here are your nominees for Best Rock Album in the year of our Lord 2019. Amo by Bring Me the Horizon.
Fuck this, I quit. Nope, I'm done. Man. I'm done. I can't do this in fucking, in the year of our Lord 2019. Oh, why? God.
Along with that, Social Cues by Cage the Elephant, In the End by The Cranberries, Trauma by I Prevail, and Feral Roots by Rival Sons.
Oh my fucking god! This is trash!
Tool has two song nominations on here. You couldn't have put the Fear Inoculum album on here? Really?
And, you know, where the fuck is my red flannel? I need to go Fantano on this.
Yeah, this is bad. This is really bad. This is one of the most random and laziest categories I've seen. Especially considering, as far as batting average goes, this has been a really good year for rock albums. There have been a lot of really solid rock albums. But no, we gotta give the nominations to friggin' I Prevail and Bring Me the Horizon for some reason.
It's like, you know, Grammys, why don't you just have us take care of this shit? We're actually paying attention more so than y'all, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. Get to my part later on.
But... yeah. The laziness will continue later.
All right, let's move on to the lone category for alternative with Best Alternative Music Album. Your nominees are UFOF by Big Thief, Assumed Form by James Blake, I by Bon Iver, Father of the Bride by Vampire Weekend, and Anima from Thom Yorke. Okay, then.
Anima wasn't that good. Yeah. Just give it to Vampire Weekend. Call it a day.
I was gonna say give it to James Blake since I listened to that one only.
I don't know.
That one had Andre 3000 on it, so that's already a win for me.
I have to listen to actually. I haven't listened to any of these. I just know people were going nuts for that Vampire Weekend album. Anyway, time to move on to the R&B categories. Best R&B performance. Mark, you want to start?
Yep, I will start. Okay, nominees are Love Again by Daniel Caesar and Brandy. Could Have Been Her featuring Bryson Tiller. Exactly How I Feel, Lizzo featuring Gucci Mane. Rosamo featuring Lucky Day. And Come Home, Anderson .Paak featuring Andre 3000. Who you think I want to win this? Come on.
Yeah, I'm rooting for .Paak and Andre as well.
Same.
Yeah, for me, yeah, move from Pac. But if her does win, I wouldn't be mad if her wins. Like she is a really good artist. Although knowing the Grammys and knowing how things go, I'm just gonna say they're gonna be close. I know they're gonna pick her, even though like her sounds really more like, I know people keep saying her sounds a lot more pop than R&B for some. Because keep on going on just today, the last few days or something, like her sound is, well, it's more pop or R&B, or it's a lot of things, but if she wins, I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, I'm going for Pac. Okay, best traditional R&B performance. Town Today, Be the Chicago Kid, Steady Love, India Ari, Jerome, Lizzo, Real Gangs, Lucky Day, and Built for Love, PJ Morton featuring Jasmine Sullivan. I don't know most of these tracks. I listened maybe to one of them. Wait, no, two of them. That BJ Chicago Kid and Lizzo, but I suspect who's gonna win. So there's that. All right.
I'll go for either Lizzo or India Ari just based on their steady output of work alone.
Fair enough.
Okay then. All right. And now for best R&B song. Could have been Her featuring Bryson Tiller, Look at Me Now, Emily King, No Guidance, An Asshole featuring a Fuckboy.
Why are we rewarding this?
I don't know. Rosamo, Lucky Day, and Say So, once again, PJ Morton featuring JoJo. Not Casey and JoJo, the singer JoJo, remember her?
I remember her.
Wouldn't that be JoJo Siwa? I think.
No, the one who's saying, no, no. It's just a little too late, it's just a little too late. That one.
Oh, fuck, she did exist.
Yeah. I hear her all the time Pop 2K.
I wonder if they use her songs for the next JoJo anime.
I don't know. I honestly only know that one song from being the basis for one of the tracks on Juck Person's Echo Jams. Hmm. Vaporwave. Oh,
okay. Okay, yeah, okay. All right. Best Urban Contemporary Album. Apollo 21, Steve Lacy. Why did I say Steven? Because I Love You, Deluxe Version, Lizzo. Overload, Georgia Ann Mildrow. Saturn Now, and Be Human in Public, Jesse Reyes. Okay, I'm gonna say this. Wow, they got somebody from Brain Feeder to be the nominations, because that's the only person you get to get from there. That being the Georgia Ann
Mildrow.
Yeah. It'll say, hey, somebody from Brain Feeder got a nomination, because no one else does. Because y'all can't choose good shit. But again, I can see Lizzo taking this as well. I mean, her album is, like I said, it's more R&B-ish. Because that's what this category is. It's what sounds kind of R&B, but not really. Not really, and I don't know. And yeah, I know Steve Lacy a bit, but not much about his discography. And yeah, I don't know my two motherfuckers, Let's go on to the last one. Best R&B album. Nominees are 1123, BJ Chicago Kid, Painted by Lucky Day, LMA with LMA, Paul with PJ Morton, again, you keep it a lot, and Ventura by Anderson .Paak.
Well, obviously, there's only one of these I know off the bat, so.
I want to take this home because this album is good. Like, it's the album that is basically the soul cousin to Oxnard, which we'll get that later on. But now, since you heard Alex about the displeasure of the rock category, well, the rap category is next, and oh boy,
yeah. Big oof.
Yeah. So since all of us, you know, all of us pretty much got a piece in this. So it might take over for me. It might who do rap performance then?
Who can take turns? I can take care of rap performance first.
All right.
So your nominees for best rap performance are Middle Child by J. Cole, Suge by DaBaby, Down Bad by Dreamville with Jid, Baz, J. Cole, Earth Gang, and Young Nudie, Rags in the Middle by Nipsey Hussle featuring Roddy Ricch and Hit Boy, and Clout by Offset featuring Cardi B.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So basically, two songs for the Dream Rapper that I forgot about because Middle Child, that was forgettable, and Down Bad, which, I mean, I just don't have that much feelings about these songs. Like, Rags in the Middle, I get why they want to honor Nipsey. They want to, you know, want to pierce with the Nipsey Hussle after his passing, which, I mean, that's all good, but I ain't heard much about Rags in the Middle. Cloud, I don't care. And I guess the only thing I'm rooting for is, you know, fuck it, I'm rooting for the, fuck it, that's about the fun I'm going for the baby. Because, I don't know why not.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a battle in North Carolina. J. Cole versus the baby.
Yeah. So, I guess I'll do rap song performance. Okay. Rap song performance. Higher, Nipsey Hussle and John Legend featuring No One Else.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. Right.
Drip Too Hard. Oh, fuck. Drip Too Hard featuring Little Baby and Gunna.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Panini, Lil Nas X.
A bright spot.
All right. Ballin' Mustard featuring Roddy Ricch. And The London, Young Dog featuring J. Cole.
Oh, dear. I think we're all in agreement that the song I should win is the one that goes, hey, Panini, I'm not your boyfriend!
I'm not your boyfriend!
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with Panini because, like, most of these songs, I admit I like Higher, but it's because like that song is generally good. Is also what I call, again, a song that, you know, that kind of hits you once you realize that, yeah, it kind of hit close to his death more. But the reason why it's on You Know Who's album, and I don't care about that shit. But yeah, let's go with Panini, Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
All right. Rap song, all right. Anybody want to take this over, or do you want me to do it?
I'll go ahead and do it.
All right, let's go ahead.
All right, this is the songwriter category, after all. So, we have here Bad Idea by YBN Cordae featuring Cornball the Rapper. We get it, you love your wife. Now shut the fuck up, Chance. Gold Roses, Rick Ross featuring Toronto's fifth favorite son. Yeah. A Lot, 21 Savage featuring J. Cole. Rocks in the Middle, Nipsey Hussle featuring Roddy Ricch and Hit Boy. And Suge by DaBaby.
I have no strong opinions about any of these.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And you know what? I will say something about YBN Cordae, but I'll get to that later on. But yeah, most of these songs ain't doing that much for me. At least ones that are like,
yeah.
Okay, I guess you know what? Fuck it, give it to the baby.
May as well.
Yeah. And now, top of my time to shine, which is best rap album, and the nominees are. Revenge of the Dreamers 3, Dreamville. Champions, Meek Mill. I Am Greater Than I Was, 21 Savage. Igor, Tyler, the Creator. And The Lost Boy by YBN Cordae. Wow, y'all some weak motherfuckers.
Where in the fuck is Denzel Curry?
You weren't even trying with these nominees, were you?
So, in a year where albums like Zoo, like Zoo, or hell, I expect Rhapsody to have something maybe in there, but she wasn't on there either. Or in fact, oh, let me get this one question out of the way, because I know I'm going to say it. Where the fuck is Bandana? Y'all could have picked any of those, but no, we gotta put in. And here's the thing, like, of course, I'm gonna go for Tyler the Creator with Igor, but you know that it isn't just a rap album. Like, most of it is mostly, you know, got, you know, soul, some R&B, some synth pop, all that type of shit. It's not just for one genre, and okay, let's go about being Corday. So I listened to the album, and people have said before, and yeah, it's right. Yeah, they're right. It is basically a J. Cole light album, and of all the songs to pick, of all the albums to put on best rap song, you didn't pick the one with Anderson .Paak on it. You picked the one with Chance the Rapper on it. You could have picked the one with the better singer rapper that they had a good album. Actually, no, two good albums that would be eligible for this year, because Oxnard was released in November last year. Y'all could have put that on the rap album, since it was technically a rap. It was technically more rap, but you didn't do that. And you picked this guy who I don't even hate, but he's really not doing. He's really not impressing me that much, like, especially this album. And like I said, the Dreamville album, that was blah. I didn't care. I'll be fair, I didn't listen to Meek Mill or 21 Savage albums, because I didn't have the time, and plus it was like, well, released dirty in the year, so that's like, who gives a shit at this point? But y'all just fucked this up with this one. I said disappointed, but it's y'all. I didn't expect much.
Yeah, no Denzel Curry, but hey, YBN Cordae's here. All I'm gonna say is, next year, oh, there better be some fucking Danny Brown or JPEG Mafia or Clipping. You know, quality.
Or IDK.
Yeah.
Yeah, him too. Yeah, too, because he did explain that he wasn't eligible because the cutoff time, which again they cut off like August 31st, which is, you know, the new rules, which is the reason why you got Taylor Swift on here, because she said, you know, I'm releasing an album before this hit and all that shit happened. But yeah, this is just so fucking annoying. And I hope Tyler does win, although I will say he should have got another nomination, but we'll get to that later on.
Yes, mm-hmm. We will. But in the meantime, there's a whole bunch of who gives a fuck in terms of categories and stuff. Yeah.
we're not in the target audience for stuff like gospel or country or blues or folk, so there isn't much that we can say. Aside from all this stuff exists, and it's there for someone, and it's going to be in the pre-show where the first 75 awards are going to be handed out to an audience of five people watching online in a tent.
Yeah, so that's how it be. But now we're going to get into some later on categories, at least something that's relative to our interests. Music for visual media. So let's start with Best Compilation Soundtrack for Visual Media. Your nominees are The Lion King, The Songs, Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Rocket Man, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and A Star is Born. Basically, just give it to Gaga. We all know that's where it's going.
Yeah,
say that. And you know what? Since we never did spoke about the soundtrack of Into the Spider-Verse, I'm just going to say this. It's gonna be, for those comparing that to the Black Panther soundtrack, don't. Sounds like the Black Panther soundtrack is better. Like the song Spider-Verse is good. Like, you have stuff like What's Up Danger, that one track with Denzel Curry on there, the one track with Vince Staples, some other songs, other songs, but other than that, it's for like a, it's like a, fuck, it's a like six. you ask me.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Star is Born is obviously the best pick of here because, not the best lineup here. So, yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to best score for visual media. Your nominees are Avengers Endgame, composed by Alan Silvestri, Chernobyl, composed by Hildur Guðnadóttir. I'm probably pronouncing that horribly. Game of Thrones Season 8 by Ramin Djawadi. The Lion King, composed by Hans Zimmer, which it would be ironic if he won this year, because, fun fact, the original Lion King is his only, like, Oscar win for Best Original Score.
Oh.
Just throwing that little bit of trivia out there. And then, of course, Mark Scheinman for Mary Poppins Returns. I mean, I haven't heard the scores for most of these, except for Endgame, because that's the only one I saw in theaters multiple times. I know, terrible me. I'm a curse against cinema.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever, it is what it is. I'm pretty much betting it's going to Endgame, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then, last but not least, there's Best Song Written for Visual Media. The nominees are The Ballad of the Lonesome Cowboy, composed by Randy Newman for Toy Story 4, Girl in the Movies by Dolly Parton and Linda Perry from Dumplin, I'll Never Love Again from Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper and A Star is Born, Spirit by Beyonce from The Lion King, and Suspirium from Tom York's score to the remake of Suspiria. I'm again, bet on Gaga. That just seems like how's anyone supposed to top that?
Yeah, go for Gaga.
Yeah, then there's a bunch of production categories with a bunch of weird, you know, delineations and specifications, and, you know, classical. But we're not exactly classically oriented people, so yeah, now is the.
Okay. I do want to give about two more. Producer non-classical, which got Jack Antonoff, Dan Auerbach, John Hill, Phineas Nofirth, and Ricky Reed. I know this for a music video. Music video nominations are The Got Tribe by the Chemical Brothers, This Land, Gary Clark Jr., Cellophane by FKA Twigs, Ladies Gone Too Low, and of course, Old Town Road, official movie.
Yeah. I also have another one that I want to bring up. Best Engineered Album Non-Classical, because one of these things sticks out to me a little bit more. The nominees are, because this is a production category, so it's up my alley. The albums, All These Things by Thomas Dibdahl, I hope I said that right. LMA, Run Home Slow by the Teskey Brothers, Scenery by Emily King, and When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go by Billie Eilish. And that album is very minimalist lo-fi. It doesn't take a whole lot to really make it stand out, I guess. So I don't know what the hell this is doing here.
Huh.
Mm.
Again, is there even a logic anymore to any of this?
Not really.
I doubt it myself.
Nope.
Okay, time for the top four.
Yep, time for the big ones.
Yeah, so in the general field, let's work our way up from here. So I'm going to start off with Best New Artist. Your nominees are Black Pumas, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Maggie Rogers, Rosalia, Tank and the Bangas, and Yola.
I know half of these people.
Same.
I think we know who it's going to come down to.
It's really only three. It's the three meme people on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Got quite a trio here. We have the reigning queen of emo pop, the fantastic country hip-hop meme lord, and that one song that you're now hearing in every single commercial and promo spot for everything.
Yeah.
Even My Little Pony.
Wait, really?
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yes, it is that song.
Hmm. These are weird times. Anyway, yeah, obviously, personal taste, I'm leaning towards Nas X, although I kind of don't want him to win, though, just for the reason that I know there's a stigma attached to the Best New Artist Award, like, unofficially, kind of like the Madden curse.
Yeah.
It's the Madden curse of music. Yeah. Anyway. Sorry, go ahead.
Unless you're Adele. Maybe, I don't know.
Anyway, who wants to take Song of the Year?
I'll go ahead and do that. Again, Songwriter Award, so it'll go to the people writing the song. We have Always Remember Us This Way by Lady Gaga, Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, Bring My Flowers Now by Tanya Tucker, Hard Place by Her, No, Taylor Swift, Get Out of Here, Norman Fucking Rockwell by Lana Del Rey, No, Get Out of Here, Louis Capaldi, and Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
It's not Taylor Swift. This is the year of anyone but Taylor Swift, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyone but her and the other motherfucker, Louis Capaldi.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I'm leaning toward Lady Gaga, or Billie Eilish, or her, or Lana Del Rey, or Lizzo. So, basically anybody but Taylor Swift or Louis Capaldi.
And how? Now, who wants to take Record of the Year?
You know what? I'll take it. I'll take it. All right. Record of the Year. Nominations are Hey Ma by Bon Iver. Okay. Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. Seven Rings by Ariana Grande. Oh God. Hard Place by Her. Talk by Khalid. Old Time Road by Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. Truth Hurts, Lizzo. And Sunflower Into the Spider-Verse by Post Malone and Sway Lee.
Yeah.
So yeah, we know if we want to take this. Or
let our preferred meme god of choice walk away with a clean sweep.
Yeah, and I'm scratching my head wondering why the hell Bon Iver is here. But yeah, if I had to pick, it would be any of the three meme songs on display. Not Seven Rings, because as I mentioned, worst single of the main singles off that album. It's the one blight on an otherwise pretty good batting average.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll have to see once I actually get around to that album eventually. And then there's one, the last category we got to talk about, and that's Album of the Year. So your nominees are I by Bon Iver, Norman Fucking Rockwell by Lana Del Rey, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go by Billie Eilish, Thank You Next by Ariana Grande, I Used to Know Her from Her, Seven from Lil Nas X, 'Cause I Love You Deluxe Edition by Lizzo, and Father of the Bride by Vampire Weekend.
Oh, thank God Taylor Swift's not on here.
Yeah, that's what
I was God dreading. God above!
That's what I was dreading, because I'll be honest, like, ever since the whole album announcement saying this August, and we remembering that the whole Grammy cutoff date is August. And man, Chris is gonna. But then realize, this is actually well, you know, not suckish or not kind of suckish. I mean, I kind of wish Eagle would have been on here because it kind of needs it. I mean, it's kind of diverse, maybe diverse, I mean, sort of diverse. I mean, you do got the pop shit, the hip-hop country crossover thing, some R&B thrown there, some alternative shit with Vampire Weekend, I guess, and whatever the fuck Lon the Way always does. I mean, like, I wish you could have had, hold up, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight nominations? Were there like, hold up, was it like more last year?
I think it was 9 last year.
I think you could add Igor.
Yeah, or you know, get rid of Bon Iver or Vampire Weekend and put fucking Tyler the Creator in there. Problem solved.
That shit.
And you know, maybe High Key, you probably could have fit in Slipknot, but you know,
or Tool. Yeah.
The sword is with us.
Yeah, we're very salty people, but at least Taylor Swift's not in here.
Yeah, that's the bright side.
Yeah, too. Yeah, I'm a little surprised that 7 Lil Nas X is on here, considering that's an EP, not a full album. But good on you.
Yeah, ain't I used to know her as an EP, or was it her last album? I forgot. I
used to know her is this is not what I want to see on here it is. It's actually a compilation album of the two EPs called I Used to Know Her.
Oh
yeah,
so it was basically
yeah kind of weird album.
Okay, yeah, that is weird.
Okay, so as I mentioned when we started this, When We All Fall Asleep and Thank You Next are two of the best pop albums of the year. They're fantastic. I will not be mad if it goes to her because, you know, she's awesome. Nor will I be mad if it goes to Lana Del Rey because it's gotten some pretty good buzz. Though I would call it more alternative rock than pop because I don't hear it on pop radio. I hear it on alternative rock radio. But, you know, whatever. But, you know, I know how the Grammys work, and they're going to give it to either Bon Iver or Vampire Weekend, because that's just what they do.
Yeah. That's how it be on this bitch of an earth sometimes.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, it might be some look to go into this Bon Iver or whatever for Vampire Weekend, but I'm kind of hoping, actually, I don't know. I mean, like, if it went to either, you know, Alice or Grande or her or Lil Nas X or Lizzo, I wouldn't be mad. Or even Lana Del Rey, like, I would be mad. It's like last year with the Kacey Musgraves. It's just like, okay, oh, all right. It's like, okay.
As always, the Grammys is a whole lot of I expect nothing, and generally, I'm still disappointed.
Yeah. Pretty much.
We'll just have to see how this plays out in January. Anyway, Time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, or of Azure, where I like to pop up and talk about things and stuff. Sometimes food, you never know.
Mark, what about you?
Of course, on Twitter, Mentavid Media, and of course on my site, mindhabitwonderfulpress.com. And as recently, I did an Anime Discovery page where every review that I made for the past 8 to 9 years is on there. Yeah, I made about 200 plus reviews. Holy fuck, I did a lot of writing.
Anyway, as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, CuriousCat, at Rob Barracuda. Email me, robert@sewerresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Subscribe to the podcast on Google Play and iTunes. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video usually goes up on the official YouTube channel of Sewer Resolution, so subscribe, hit the bell tab, so you're notified when stuff goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, @SewerReso, like us on Facebook. Follow the website, SewerResolution.com, so you can find written articles, this podcast, podcast ONA, all that stuff. Be sure to jump into our Discord chat so you can snark at various kinds of discourse. And, of course, shout out to the producer, Mr. E, for graciously letting me use his music for this podcast. Links to his shit down in the description. As always, thank you for joining us this week. We'll, of course, be back next week with our more standard type of nonsense. And until then, I don't have a segue for this. I'm still baffled at the... How do you people choose these nominations?
Love to kick my ass. Oh, whatever the fuck y'all said.